Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Google, play WFAN."
All right, 104 on The Fan. What's going on? TK and Tierney with you here, 877-337-6666. Inside our studio, the Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends over at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. These are the days as a fan that, you know, leading up to this, you lament and you detest because obviously when new GMs and coaches come in, they're doing it because things have gone awry.
Yeah, of course.
But now they're also galvanizing in the sense like, okay, is this, and, you know, whether it was Phil Jackson back in the day, whether it was, you know, Idzik or McCagnan or obviously Joe D, and hopefully he's better than those two guys. Idzik, he may be the worst all time in the city. There's now like, okay, let's lift ourselves off the mat. Let's give this guy a shot. Let's get behind him, and let's see if we can get this thing moving. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, as soon as they decided to move on from Joe Judge, it kind of felt like, we can breathe fresh air again.
Yeah.
We can try something new, because Joe Judge apparently was really stifling to everybody in that organization, especially the coaching staff and the players who grew to hate him at the end, it sounded like, according to Jay Glazer. Another thing that Joe Shane said, which is getting a little bit of debate, I was watching on the YouTube channel. I wasn't listening to the YouTube channel. I was listening to the broadcast through our feed. But they had a chat on the side of the YouTube channel.
I saw that.
And when Joe Shane said, "We have 11 picks," I was like, 11? That makes sense. Is that right?
Giant fans fact check.
They were all like, "No, that's nine. What are you talking about? That's nine. What are you talking about? We have 11.
This guy doesn't even know how many picks we have. Who do we hire here, Mara?"
I know.
Hey, listen, that's why Giant fans are great. They know what the score is, man.
Some of these sites are also saying, yeah, the Giants only have 9 picks. The Giants, at least according to this article that I'm reading, explains the 11 picks. So with the deal with the Bears, the Giants picked up the Bears' first and their fourth round pick. So that's two more. That's 9. 7 plus 2 is 9. Mm-hmm. And then they have the Dolphins' third round pick as well, which is now 10. And then they traded Ryan Santoso on draft day last year. I don't know if it was on draft day, but whatever. They traded Ryan Santoso to the Panthers, which gave them an extra 7th round pick. So their 7 plus Bears 1st and 4th, Dolphins 3rd, and Panthers 7th gives the Giants 11.
But why wouldn't those sites reflect the updates? It's not like it happened yesterday.
I don't know.
You don't have to keep it refreshed like you do with the net rankings in college basketball.
I really don't know.
Or point spreads. I mean, it happened months ago, if not a year ago
BT,
in some spots.
I searched this down for at least 20 minutes.
Imagine if Joe's wrong. That would be bad. That would be an ominous sign. Well, you get the amount of draft picks wrong.
Yeah,
Joe.
At first I was thinking, well, maybe they're going to get a compensatory pick because they lost free agents and whoever it was, Dalvin Tomlinson, I think. But they're not projected to get a compensatory pick.
No.
So, I mean, I'm going to assume he's right.
Should we ask him? Man, we'll ask him.
Yeah, we'll ask him. We'll throw that in at the end.
Well, maybe
sure
at the beginning, loosen him up.
You sure about that 11?
Yeah, exactly. 877-337-6666, Norwalk, Connecticut. And we've got Ben on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. How are you, Ben?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's happening, man?
I wouldn't lead with the getting the number wrong with Mr. Shane when you get him on the phone. I wouldn't start with that.
No, I wouldn't either.
You know, start the relationship off well. But,
yeah.
You know what? Two things on the press conference. First thing, I tell my kids all the time, if you're in the room with someone and they're trying to act like the smartest person in the room, they're probably not, which is exactly what Dave Gettleman went in with his press conference. He talked about how great he was and Hog Molly, seven Super Bowls. I didn't hear any of that today, which was great.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that I didn't hear, which made me very happy, was the term computer people. He said, you know, analytics and data-driven stuff, not computer people. You know, he didn't say, like,
little updated,
or something like that, which is something I think Gettleman would have.
Yeah,
so,
we're going to get the internet to help us.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
No, I hear you. He's up to date. I mean, clearly, he's 42 years old, so he's of that era. Not where analytics are a big part of everything, but you have to acknowledge that analytics are valuable in evaluating certain things. And, you know, it's so vast from even when I was playing. Now they have trackers that they put on athletes during their training session, and it gives predictive models of what might get hurt on their bodies, like all these things. Which,
mine would be easy. It would say everything. It would just say everything hurts and everything will hurt.
But it is good to measure performance via analytics. I don't mind that at all.
No, of course. You've got to listen. Take as much intel as you have. Incorporate the human element for sure. A little bit of gut as well. And come up with the best possible answer. And by the way, analytics or the human way will never prove 100% accurate. He is right, though, last caller about, you know, Gettleman speaking, you know, at us, you know, he's talking at us, whereas with Shane, he's talking to us, and it's a different delivery, and it is refreshing. Port Washington, Tommy is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Tommy.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Tommy.
Again. Right. But, you know, again, my concern is attention to detail. Forget even the draft picks, and I know I'm nitpicking here.
Yeah.
Mr. Shane got up on the podium. He thanked everyone except for Mr. Mara for the opportunity. Did nobody get that?
I thought I heard him say Mr. Mara. Or maybe the entire Giants ownership. Was it like one all-encompassing?
I mean, you might have to play that back. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna check for that.
But again, that's nitpicking to me. If you're crossing your T's and dotting your I's, the first person you're thanking is your employer.
Yeah.
But all that being said, Tiki, I have a question for you.
Go ahead, man.
A debate I have with all my friends, and I'm not going to debate you and Curtis, my favorite Martin, because I'm a Jets fan, and you're not going to want to hear what I have to hear.
It's all good. I like Curtis better than myself, too, by the way.
But here we go. I am under the impression that Emmitt Smith is not a top 10 running back of all time, and I would like your opinion.
What?
I'll give you my 10. I'll give you my 10.
I'm
going to have
10. Give us 5,
yeah,
Tommy. Give us 5,
rattle
buddy.
Go ahead. Real quick.
I'm going to start with Jim Brown. I'm going to go to Sweetness.
No doubt.
I'm going to
go
to Barry.
No doubt.
I'm going to go to OJ.
I'm going to go.
I know he had a shorter career. Gale Sayers, even in my era, Marshall Faulk, I think was better than Emmitt Smith.
Go ahead. That's you know what? I'm going to let you finish. That's 6 now. When you're 6 for 6.
Keep going.
Earl Campbell, Tony Dorsett.
I don't think Dorsett was better.
Dorsett probably, I'd say Emmitt has.
Who else?
Go ahead.
You got two more.
Give me LT.
LaDainian.
LaDainian was
a beast.
Yeah. And then give me, oh my God, Eric Dickerson. What am I saying?
Hey, listen, Tommy. This conversation has to stop, Tommy. Good names. Very good. No name on that list was named Joe Shane. And that is the name that we want. By the way, pretty good list that he comprised. And he might not be wrong at the end of the day.
I think you're right.
But we are joined now by the new general manager for the New York Giants. He has ascended to this role with some great work out in Buffalo. Joe, we welcome you to downstate New York. We welcome you to WFAN. We welcome you to the tri-state area, certainly the Tiki and Tierney Show. Congratulations. Joe Shane, how are you today, buddy? What's happening?
I'm great. I'm glad I survived the press conference. And let your last caller know, the first thing I did was thank John Mara and the Mara family.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Let them know.
I know that's what you said. I didn't want to respond to it.
We had your back, Joe.
I swore I heard you say that.
Yeah.
And so, Joe, first of all, because BT said congratulations. Welcome to the Giants family. We're excited to have you. Some new blood and a new way of thinking. Hopefully the culture gets right. The first thing I got to ask you, I mean, you ended your press conference by saying, you know, I graduated on Saturday and I was working with the Carolina Panthers on Sunday, and here you are now, I guess it's, 15 or 16 years later, you're the general manager of the New York Football Giants, which has such a storied history. How are you feeling? Like, are you nervous? You're excited? What is the emotion that took over you as you took that press conference today?
Yeah, I was probably more worried about that than I am the actual job responsibilities, just, you know, the New York media. But it hasn't quite hit me. Every now and then I'll send an email and it'll say, you know, the general manager will be on my signature, and I look at it and I just kind of, you know, shake my head. But we've been moving so fast and furious here between the head coaching search, me trying to get to know everybody in the football operation. Again, the scouts are at All-Star games. We got free agency coming up. So just trying to figure out the current process they have, anything I want to tweak,
yeah,
you know, to make sure I'm getting what I need, you know. And then we got draft meetings, you know, a couple of weeks from now. So just making sure the scouts know what's expected. So it's been fast and furious. This is all I know. This is all I've done. So I really don't know any different in terms of, you know, the way we're going to go through the calendar and the process. But yeah, it hasn't quite hit me yet that I'm a general manager for the New York Giants.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
They'll hit you when you get that first paycheck, bud.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that. That's what everybody said.
Exactly right. Hey, Joe, I mean, you mentioned this scouting, and, you know, not to jump right into it, but I will jump right into it. The scouting department felt like it needed to be fixed, reorganized, or whatever word you want to use, whether some misses on the draft or whatever it may have been. Is this something that you're going to make put some significant thought into or make changes with? Talk about the scouting department, because obviously that's the core of everything, as you know.
Yeah, and I mentioned a little bit in my press conference, I've been in those chairs before when there's changes, you know, between head coaches and general managers, and you're sitting there with the uncertainty, but you did the work all fall. And the good thing is they get a chance to prove themselves, you know, between now and the draft. So again, I'm trying to feel out their process. I'm going to implement, you know, the process that I believe in. And again, it's ultimately, you know, the Southeast scout that does, you know, from North Carolina to Florida isn't making the decision. So again, it comes back to the decision makers. You know, we're gonna have a process in place in terms of watching the players, knowing who they are as people. You know, are they hard workers? Are they smart? Are they gonna do things the way we want them to do? And the more talented players you get that have high character, you know, I think the better chance you're gonna have to succeed. So I'm gonna evaluate the staff. You know, I had a good Zoom with them the other day. You know, they're excited. Again, I told them exactly what I'm looking for from a character standpoint. And, you know, I'm looking forward to having meetings with them in February.
So we're talking to Joe Shane, who is the new general manager for the New York Giants. He's with us here on WFAN, Tiki and Tierney. So, Joe, we were listening to you before you came on with us, and we were jotting some things down. And one of the things Tiki and I circled back to, and I know some of the fans did as well, and I want to ask you about, you know, you used the term collaborative effort in terms of when you were asked about having full autonomy for the head coaching hire. Listen, if you say, I want to hire some bozo off the Garden State Parkway, I understand that Mara and Tisch will not allow you to do that. But can you envision under any circumstance you want somebody and they want somebody else and you don't get the guy that you actually want as your first choice?
No, I don't see that happening. You know, we've had really good conversations on, you know, the candidates that we've had through, you know, in terms of in-person interviews, and we got three more. And, you know, we kind of have a debrief at the end of the day. We kind of give our thoughts on, you know, what we thought throughout the interview, you know, whether it was practice schedules, you know, the attacking the sports performance and strength. And, you know, if we have difference of opinions, you know, we're going to go back and do more work. We're going to continue to make phone calls to people around the league, you know, on the different candidates. And, you know, I think ultimately, you know, we'll be, you know, on the same page when we make the hire, but, you know, it's going to be a collaborative effort. It's not going to be, you know, me pounding the table or John.
No. And by Joe, I'm not implying that,
but what would happen if you did pound the table?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, like, we're kind of kidding, but if you actually did take a real definitive stance on somebody and it was opposite of what ownership believed was the right move, not to be redundant, but do you win that, for lack of a better term, battle? Do you win that one?
Yeah, that would probably stink if that happened, but they own the team.
It's true. Yeah, it's yeah, true.
It would stink, and I would, again, I think part of it is being able to negotiate. So if you really want something, you know, come with the facts, build the story how you want it to be, and try to get to your end game.
Okay. So, you know, the term due diligence, and I'm sure you'll get to know the other GMs in town. You might even know some of them, but Brian Cashman uses that term a lot. Due diligence. And it certainly makes a ton of sense. You kick all the tires. One tire that is at least loose for now is Sean Payton. I know that John Mara was asked about Deshaun Watson. He touched on that. I won't even get into that with you. But a cursory call, an exploratory call, Sean Payton, based on what happened, is that somebody you at least call right now, Joe?
Yeah, it's funny you ask that because I was fast and furious yesterday. I had no idea he had resigned. So I found out about 10 o'clock last night because I've been running around with my head chopped off. You know, what I read and what I watched said he's going to take the year off, and he's currently under contract to the New Orleans Saints. So, you know, there'd have to be some sort of draft compensation. And, mm-hmm. you know, right now we like the candidates we have and the process we have in place. So, you know, again, that's something we haven't explored.
Yeah. But isn't that something that, you know, why not explore it? And then here, I am going to take a year off. I am going to chill. And by the way, Joe, the compensation, he's got 3 years to go on his contract. I'm not even saying that this is necessarily a plausible situation, but just dot the I's, make the call and move on. It can't hurt making the call.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I don't disagree with you. What I was told from people in the league is he's going to sit out a year.
Yeah.
So, again, that's secondhand, you know, somebody that talked to somebody in the organization. So yeah. There were texts exchanged, not with the New Orleans, but I'm like, wow, what happened? What happened? And people in the know, you know, said he's going to take a year off.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same as with players, but that's not tampering, is it? Right. You can't like, hey, Sean, you want to, you know, think about this? That'd be tampering, right? Or is it?
Yeah, he's under contract with the
New
Orleans.
Yeah, so we won't even put you in that position. All right, there's a couple of
other. We just did, I think.
I know we did, but I'm
No. I'm just missing it.
Forget my partner. Forget my partner.
No, your partner has good questions. Don't forget your partner.
Don't put him in a position to get in trouble on the first day on the job.
He knows the deal.
You know, Joe, there's a. You kept using the word resources, and the Giants are going to give you the resources. Obviously, I think that entails fixing the salary cap, which we know is in dire straits a little bit with the New York Giants. But what exactly are the resources? Is that in staff? Is that in new technologies? Like, what exactly were you alluding to?
Yeah, new technology is definitely one of them. You know, upgrading the draft room. You know, we still got the magnets. You know, that probably have forever. You know, making it, you know, transforming it to digital. You know, not having a TV in the draft room, and just kind of continue to evolve and be progressive in everything we do.
Yeah.
And you know, hey, if the strength staff or the training staff thinks we need to upgrade, you know, we need to blow a wall out and build a new area or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
If we can prove how it's going to help us win, we're going to get the resources. And if it's staffing and if it's to get the best assistant head coach or the best offensive coordinator, whoever it is, you know, we're going to be the resources to go get whatever we need and do whatever we need possible, you know, to build a winning football team.
Yeah, I know that exactly. Because when I first came to the Giants, it was the old Giants stadium. And I mean, the training room was just disgusting. And a couple years later, they blew it up. And then it's like, hey, we got a cold tub. Hey, we got like actually
we have tape.
Rooms, et cetera. So I know what you mean by that. The other thing that I think is so important for you as you identify a head coach, the candidates and their staff is the culture that you're going to bring here. As you think about what kind of culture you would like to have for this Giants team, how do you envision it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Again, we always try to eliminate the margin for error. And, you know, I just said this to, you know, a couple of people outside that I think when you're bringing players in, a lot of times you miss on the person more than you miss on the talent. Because as a group, you know, the coaches are going to watch the film of the college guys or free agents that we're going to bring in, the scouts are going to look at them. We'll watch them as a staff. So to me, to develop that culture, you got to have the right guys in the locker room. And again, to me, it's guys that are smart. You know, they got versatility, they're tough, they're dependable. You can count on them not to jump off sides on third and one or whatever the scenario, you know, may be when adversity strikes. So to me, those are the type of guys we're looking for that, are, you know, are going to be smart, tough, dependable, do the right things. And the more guys like that you get in the locker room, when adversity strikes or things go wrong, you know, they can keep the ship going in the right direction. And, you know, that's what we're going to look for. Again, I'm not going to have a lot of tolerance for players that may have, you know, whether it's a checkered past or not doing the right thing, just because, you know, we want to send a message to the locker room. Hey, this is what we're going to be about, especially with the amount of draft capital we have. And these are the guys that we're going to procure, you know, to help set the foundation, you know, as we move forward and build this thing.
Joe, what is your impression of Giant fans?
Very passionate fan base. Again, I had a long talk with Coach Parcells and, you know, these guys, you know, they love their football, the history of the franchise, you know, very passionate, you know, again, obviously they can be tough. You know, because, you know, there hasn't been the success that they expect and they haven't met the standard, you know, the last few years. And I understand that with any fan base. So, mm-hmm. You know, we're going to try to get that turned around.
So we're talking to Joe Shane, the new GM for the Giants. You know, we talked about the head coach and, you know, maybe by the weekend, by the way, is that a fair timeline? Maybe by Saturday we have the head coach. Does that seem somewhat doable?
That could be. We have three more guys coming in.
Yeah.
Leslie Frazier's on Friday. He's the last of the group, and you know, we got some ancillary names that we may consider if we want to extend the search. But if we find our guy this week, then it could be this weekend.
Okay. So using the term collab, I want to get back to this without belaboring the head coach, but I want to get into two names that are on the tip of every Giants fan's tongue and ours as well. The quarterback and the young running back who was taken second overall and just burst on the scene and has had some injuries. Collaborative effort for the head coach. Get that. When you interviewed and when you, because they're talking to you and interviewing you and you're interviewing them as well because you're a highly sought after commodity. Did you get the sense, Joe, because these two decisions very well might shape the direction of the Giants for the better part of a decade, that you will have the latitude to do what is required with the quarterback and the running back? And I'm not going to ask you to commit right now. I would never put you in that spot. You got to see you can get healthy. I get that. But if you ever had to move on or make a tough decision, do you have assurance from ownership that they would let you do that with Jones and or Barkley?
Yes, we didn't get into those two players specifically in terms of, you know, whether I would move on from them or not, but.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, I have the autonomy to make those roster decisions. And as long as myself and the head coach are on board with the direction we're heading, John Mara and Steve Tisch, you know, they'll support that. So, and those two players, again, listen, I don't think Daniel Jones has been given the best opportunity to succeed. Just, you know, he's gonna be on his third head coach. There's been, you know, turnover at the offensive coordinator position, you know, the offensive line, there's been some injuries there. And, you know, the offensive line, I think will, you know, give us a chance to really see what we have in Daniel Jones. And it also helps Saquon Barkley. So in order for both those players, you know, to put their best foot forward, you know, we're going to have to upgrade the offensive line.
Yeah, I got one quick one for you, and then I want to ask you about your daughters. You know, the Giants have had a lot of success, and the pressure is real, obviously, here, as you felt it. As you think about the head coach, because that's going to determine, you know, how you address that pressure and address the expectations, what are the most important things you're looking for in your next head coach? One is obviously familiarity, which I know has been a talking point that Brandon Bean referenced and you did as well. What are the couple of really top things that you're looking for the next head coach?
Yeah, familiarity. Again, like, I've never worked with Dan Quinn. I've never worked with Brian Flores. You know, I've worked with Leslie and Brian Daboll. I haven't worked with Patrick Graham either. So, but somebody I can work with, somebody that we're aligned in how we want to do things, and we believe in building the team. So that's important. I think putting a staff together is very important. Like, I truly think if you have a good staff, you can win two or three more games a year just based on scheme, having your team ready, game management, when the game's on the line. You know, I truly think a good staff can allow you to do that. You know, leadership, being able to lead the team. You know, intelligence, you know, not just X's and O's, but, you know, you got to have a certain level of intelligence. I think emotional intelligence is also important. You know, don't ride the wave of the NFL season. There's going to be peaks and valleys, and, you know, the entire organization is going to be looking at you when you come in the facility on Monday. You know, you got to be able to steady the ship. And, you know, again, those are the qualities I'm looking for, you know, mainly, you know, again, somebody that's respectful, going to treat everybody in the building, you know, treat them well. And then also, you know, being open-minded, you know, are you going to listen to Ronnie Barnes and the guys downstairs? Are you going to listen to the strength coach? Are you going to listen to the sports performance when they tell you we need to pull back and don't keep pushing? And, you know, again, some of the, you know, the issues around here in the past have been injuries, and, you know, we need to do a deep dive on that and make sure we're doing everything we can so these players can put their best foot forward on Sundays.
Yeah, no, that was great. Ronnie Barnes, one of my favorite people in the organization. Kennelly and Byron as well. So they got to do right by them. They keep you on the field. Your kids, are they loving this? Your wife, are they loving this? I mean, it's obviously something that you probably have always dreamt of achieving, this stature as a general manager. But here in New York, with the New York Giants, they got to be really excited for you.
Yeah, they are. You know, my daughter's 15, my son's 12, and then I got a 3-year-old daughter as well. So
wow.
The older ones are super excited. They kind of understand the magnitude of what's going on. You know, the 3-year-old, she's all over the place. She's not really into it. But yeah, my daughter especially, you know, it's New York City. You know, she's a sophomore in high school. So yeah, she's all over. My son, as long as there's a ball and some guys to play football with or basketball with or baseball. You know, just he's fine. He was just in there throwing the football in the cafeteria with Jesse, and you know, we thought he was going to throw it through the water cooler. So hopefully hasn't broken it.
Nice. When he gets in school, that's he's awesome. Going to be the man. Yeah, my dad's a general manager.
That's right.
General.
That's right.
What are you talking about?
That can be good or bad. Yeah,
it right goes team. Both ways, you know, in this town, there, Joe. And by the way, maybe we can convert your 3-year-old into a Jets fan.
Oh,
it's
stop.
Not too late.
Stop. Turn off his mic. Joe, great to meet you. I look forward to meet you in person at some point down the line and being on with us again. Thank you, Joe. Congrats again.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Look forward to meeting you, too.
Most absolutely. Certainly. Really down to earth, and his ascent well-chronicled. He scraped his way here. Seems like a really even-keeled, just very positive, you know, humble, good person.
Yeah.
You know, and now you just have to do the job, and we're all rooting for him.
Yeah. I
think, pretty cool.
You know, the head coach questions about, you know, what you're looking from a guy. One thing I caught, and he said it, was the guy got to be able to communicate. You know, he got to be able to have conversations with people and not demean them or talk down to them.
You think that rules out Flores, some of the things coming out of Miami?
I don't know. Flores is, I just know that that's how it was. It's been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not, it doesn't work. Unless you are beyond reproach and you have championship with you. So I don't think any of these guys coming in have that, or any of these guys that are talking, where they're talking to, are, you know, without,
wired that way.
Well, not even that. Like, without doubt, my method's going to work. Who cares if you don't like it? You know, do it my way.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
You've got to be a little pliable is what you're saying.
You've got to be pliable.
Okay.
You've got to be able to have the conversation, not just with the, you know, the players, but with the rest of your staff. With the front office,
media.
People working with you, the media in particular. Yeah, you got to be that way because it doesn't work any other way anymore.
Yeah, we're rooting for him, man. He seems like a good dude. And thanks to the Giants for getting Joe on the show, and thanks to Joe for coming on the show.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully Giant fans enjoyed that, got some answers, and now the hard work starts to rebuild a proud historical franchise that's lost its way, as many great franchises, every great franchise eventually does. The Yankees, the Celtics, the Canadians. I mean, it happens. The Lakers. Giants will get back on track, and hopefully Joe is the one to get them there. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. All right, line them up. Your calls. You heard Joe in a less formal setting. Just chat with me and Teak. What'd you think? We'll get you set up with Carton and Roberts coming up at 2, but your calls the rest of the way here on the Fan. 877-337-6666. We got Carton and Roberts coming up at 2, but in the meantime, we've got you and reacting to our conversation with Joe. The state of the Giants, the direction. He told us that, Saturday, a very, very fair timeline in terms of, you know, when they announce who the head coach is. All right, let's get back to you. Let's go to Charlotte. Chris is on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Chris.
Hey, Tierney. Hey, Tiki.
What's up, man? How you doing, Chris?
Fan of you guys. Starting to really enjoy the show. So hope everything goes great in the future.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, bud.
Quick question I got is there any pressure? I don't know if I know he touched on it a little bit, but he didn't get into too much detail. The pressure of a first time head coach, if Brian Daboll is the head coach, and a first time GM the New York market. Because you can do that in like a Cincinnati or a Tennessee.
That's a good question.
New York, baby.
That's a good question. That's a very good question. I think it's why a lot of people are not high on Dan Quinn or, say, Brian Flores, but they're high on these guys that have done it before, simply because they have experience of dealing with both success, but more importantly, failure, right? And how you pull yourself out of that is something that I think is important to have.
But I think there's also this sense with the Giants, because of where they've been the last 3 years, that it's okay to start like fresh, right? It just and I wouldn't usually espouse that, but for right now, it just feels like it's okay to start fresh, especially if you draft well, you hire the right coach, and meaning someone who, you know, is right with the media, is great with the players, and is starting to progress towards winning. And I think Brian Daboll provides that, but it is unproven. So I get where that question comes from, mm-hmm. and it is a little bit scary in a sense, but I feel like this was a moment that the Giants had to start fresh, and they did.
Well, think about this. We talk about – I agree with that, by the way. They had to start fresh. They knew it. They did. We'll give them credit there. We talk about the – you know, the three most important components of any football team, right? We talk about the GM, in no order. I mean, GM, head coach, and quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And rookie, possible rookie, and embattled is probably a fair way to describe Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
So at least if you have a rookie coach and a rookie GM, but you've got a quarterback who's been there 5, 6, 7, that kind of eases. I mean, this could be total, and that doesn't mean that it's a recipe to be doomed or failure, it's interesting.
How old is Dan Quinn? Dan Quinn is 46. 5, 6, something.
Is that it?
Yeah, he's not much older than that.
No, he's not. I thought he was a little bit older than that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
He might be. I just 50, so he's 51. So he's a little bit older. So if he hires Dan Quinn, just for instance,
that would surprise me.
It would surprise me, but I'm just using him as an example. He hires Dan Quinn, who's 9 years his senior, and you know, say it just doesn't work out right away. I think that's more awkward than him hiring, say, Brian Daboll, and in 3 or 4 years it doesn't work out and moving on from, you know what I mean? It just feels, I don't know, it's an odd dynamic. It's a good question because the dynamic feels odd.
Well, we can slice up the dynamic and the interpersonal aspect all we want, the human element, the age, they just got to get this right. I mean, they got to start winning some games.
Agreed.
Richie's in Queens. Richie's on the fan, Tiki and Tierney. Rich, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Yeah, good interview. I mean, he said all the right things. You wouldn't expect him not to. You know, we've gone through guys always having great interview and not being that good, but I think he's going to stick with Dable, guys. I think that, you know, he's got the hookup with him. I wouldn't mind Flores. I think Flores would be a good fix.
Yep, so do we.
A good match.
We like them both.
But yep. I think what he said was really good. And I think, you know, when you talk about the staff, and Keith, you touched on it, it's so important.
It's the most important thing.
Yeah, and you know what? The right decision at the right time. I like the fact when he said jumping offside, 3rd and 1, things like that kill you, those penalties. And the judge took such a hit with that.
Yeah.
I think he's really tuned into that, and I think it's going to be great. But, you know, when you talk about Quinn, guys get defined. You know, it's funny because as good as Frazier was this year, Todd Bowles, everybody was talking about the last plays of the season.
That's right.
You know, that they screwed up on those defensive plays.
That's right.
And obviously Dan Quinn giving up a 28-3 lead. So, you know, as a 60-year fan, Steve, obviously you got a lot of heart in this because you've been there.
Yep.
You got to believe he's going to go in the right direction. He sounded really like he knows what he's doing. And he's committed to Jones. I'm not shocked at that. So,
yeah, well, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, honestly, Richie, to be committed to Daniel Jones, it's almost a no-brainer. Trying to go find the next quarterback that's going to lead you to the promised land with the retreads is something that's hard, especially given the cap situation. I'm talking Russell Wilson, obviously, Deshaun Watson, which John Mara has already said they're not doing, or even Aaron Rodgers, depending on what he decides to do. It's dicey to do that from a cap perspective. And Daniel Jones has a year left on his deal. They don't have an answer yet. I don't think come May 2nd, that they will pick up his fifth-year option, because why would they? They don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
If they love him after next season, you franchise him, which is it's a little bit more, but it's still, you can hold on to him for the fifth year without committing to the fifth-year option in May.
Yeah.
So Daniel Jones is the guy for right now. Hopefully he's healthy, and hopefully he gets the right like tutelage so that we learn a little bit of something about him next year.
Can you imagine, and he's obviously too savvy to do this, and I'm obviously, you know, doing this for effect, but could you imagine if he was like, Yeah, Daniel Jones, he's got a good arm. He's got pretty quick feet, but he's injury. By the way, this is true. He's injury prone.
If he just laid out the facts rotely.
And he was even like, you know, I mean, we're looking to bring in this guy and that guy. Listen, I think that he's going to bring in Mitch Trubisky. I think they should bring in Mitchell Trubisky.
Why would you not?
You talk about familiarity and coaches.
Starter experience. If they hired Daboll, he knows him well.
Similar skill set. He's not nearly as good as Josh Allen, but he's big and strong, and he can run. So in terms of Daboll, if Daniel Jones goes down or doesn't progress or Trubisky flashes in camp, whatever, at least you've got some options there. But the last thing you're going to do is throw out anything that sparks a negative column, flashes the light even more than it's already amplified. He was perfect. 877-337-6666. But we all know there is no way they're going to camp with the slop in the bullpen at the quarterback spot that they went to camp with this year. That's not happening. Tiki and Tierney up until 2 on the Fan, and then it's Carton and Roberts. More of your calls in a moment. All right, time for the Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick brought to you by Mazda, Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Wind Creek Bethlehem, it's go time. We've been a little chilly lately here in this room. Tiki was feeding you some nice winters, and then he got a little cold spell. Yeah. And then I fed you one last night. I got a little bit of a bad beat. I was laying 11 with the Sixers, and they won by 10. So tonight, hopefully, we'll feed you a winning one here. I'm going to go with the Cavaliers. I'm going to say the Cavs were getting four-point dogs at home at the Q against the Bucks. I think this is, you know, final possession. It could, you know, something like that. I think the Cavs will be up for the task. They didn't play last night, I don't think. Obviously played the Knicks before that, coming off the win against the Knicks. Everybody's beating the Knicks these days. I'll take the Cavs. I'll get the four. I'll take the four, and we'll see what happens. All right, 877-337-6666. We are here until 2. Then it's Carton and Roberts coming up on the Fan. Let's go to Chester, Connecticut. Joe, Tiki, and Tierney. What's up, Joe?
Hey, boys. Welcome to the Fan.
Appreciate Thanks, you, Joe. Man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Tiki, you asked a question I was praying somebody was going to ask, and that was about the scouting department.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think that the depth on this team proves the scouting department, if nothing else, could use some redirection. I'm just curious, what did you think his answer meant? Because to me, it sounded like one of two things, maybe. One, he hadn't quite gotten to it yet.
Yeah.
Or two, he's going to be using the guys that are in place for now because they've put 6 months of work in and he didn't want to. You know, I'm just curious what you thought his answer meant.
It's a good question, Joe, because I thought what I heard was I haven't met them yet. I don't know them yet. They're all on the road. But there is a certain standard that I'm going to hold them to when it comes to identifying the right type of players. Now, I think, like, looking at a guy's tape and getting to know him a little bit because of what's all happening on the field is one thing, right? You can see it. Like, the guys who are just physically strong, like, they got big thighs, big ass, you know, big back, shoulders, muscle, whatever. Like, it's easy to see that and see those guys executing. But what he kept saying, and it rang, like, so true to me because the Giants have historically been this way, even though they've gotten away from it a little bit, it was kind of all about character. Like, what kind of guy are you? You know what I mean? And how are you going to be in our locker room? You're not necessarily how you're going to be on Sunday afternoons, but are you coachable? You know, will you get along with your, you know, your position group and your coach and all these other things? Are you going to be a problem child? You don't want those guys in your locker room. The Giants have, over the years, haven't had those type of players. And so I think there's going to be a large emphasis on intelligence emotionally and IQ-wise, and those guys that can learn fast, because those are the ones that you end up becoming really good football players.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I think
drafts that, you know, that were around me, like Ike Hilliard. Like Ike Hilliard, who's a coach now in the NFL, like he was so cerebral. He had, like, he would cut on a dime, but he was so above the X's and O's. You know what I mean? Dan Campbell, who's now the head coach of the Detroit Lions, same way. Like, he was different kind of intelligent because it was emotional, right? He was just like, I don't know. He's just kind
of
crazy.
He's out of his mind.
He's out of his mind. But it was just like I don't know. There was this glue that he had about him, you know, that made him a good teammate, even though Shockey was the guy on those teams. And the Giants used to draft guys like that, the Pete Monties of the world, who, you know, were role players in to an extent, but when they had to play, they had to play. You know, Chase Blackburn.
Yeah,
right?
Linebacker.
Linebacker, special team guy. Then he comes up being a starter. Now he's also a coach down in Carolina. Like, those type of guys the Giants used to identify and draft, and they were such important contributors to the team. But they didn't make the splash headline. but they were so important. If you find those guys, that's how you build a winner. And the Giants have gotten away from that a little bit.
Good stuff. Well said. Hey, Hoff, for those who either missed our chat with Joe Shane or, you know, wanted to check out something again or maybe send it to a buddy, where can they get it?
Get everything on WFAN.com, all our social media. Everything's up there on everything, Twitter.
What about Facebook? YouTube? Is the whole spot, will, the whole
YouTube,
thing will be up there?
The video will be there for sure.
Yeah. I mean, look, I look at Joe Shane. I could probably encapsulate my thoughts in, with this final thought on the day for Joe. Yeah, he's coming from a winning, successful, ascending organization. He came across as very humble, very sensible, very likable. I think about as transparent as anybody would want to be on day one of a job in this white-hot spotlight media market. And I think he's off to a good start. Yeah, yeah, so he sounded a little nervous at the beginning. Who cares? He probably was. And he basically was human enough to actually admit that to us. I appreciate that. Now the work starts, and, you know, hopefully by the weekend we'll have the coach, and we go from there. I wanted to ask you, you take the reins on this final thing before Evan and Craig come up next here, too. You know, we've heard for years, you know, the giant way. We all know what that means. Defense, control the ball.
Yeah.
Are you still of the mindset that in the year 2022, the way offense, that it's imperative the Giants get back to that.
Yeah, you know me, BT. I write things down. So I wrote, like, all the things that I wanted to ask. So I was listening to the press conference as he was going through it. I'm like, all right, they ask about this, they ask about that. And what did I say to you in the middle of the press conference? I said, none of these guys are asking what I actually want to ask.
Yes, you did.
Right? So I ask about the scouting department. I ask about, you know, the
resources.
The resources, what that actually means with the resources. I asked about what kind of culture he wants to build. One thing I wrote down, and I skipped over it, but I will ask this of the head coach. There is a cliche that exists with the Giants, like, and it's a historical cliche, and we hold on to it. I remember back when the Giants had great defense, one of the great defenses of all time. They just had Lawrence Taylor and Harry Carson,
Banks, Gary Reasons,
like all those guys. Even the championships, you know, in the 2000s and 2007 and 11, it was Osie and then Strahan and like these Antonio Tuck. Pierce, Tuck,
yep.
Like these great defenses, and they ran the football. Right, the Otis Andersons of the world, and even after I left, it was Brandon Jacobs and Derek Ward, not my Bradshaw. It's like this, it's a cliched history with the Giants, right? Are you sold to that, or are you coming modern?
That's what I'm asking.
That's what I wanted to ask him, and I didn't.
Well, what is your opinion in about 20 seconds?
I think they're going modern.
I agree with you, and I think they need to.
I agree.
The old ways proven to be a bit antiquated, certainly elusive. And let's face it, Gettleman's vision was a bit antiquated. It seems like they're coming out of the cave and they're seeing the spot. No disrespect today, but yeah, modern football is different. Got to build a team differently. Great job today, T. Good hanging, buddy.
Brother.
All right, man. If you guys missed it, YouTube, all the other stuff, Odyssey, social media, Twitter, all that stuff, we got you. Enjoy the Joe Shane chat. Enjoy Cartner Roberts. They've got you next for the next couple of hours, all through the day and on the ride home. Have a great Wednesday. Tig and I are back tomorrow at 10. We will catch you soon. Cartner Roberts next here on The Fan. We'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.